Hey Sheldon, can you hear us okay?
Yep, I got you guys.
All right. We are now joined by today's race winner of the Sunoco 159 at the Daytona Road Course, Sheldon Creed, driver of the number two
Thank
Chevy
you, man.
Accessories Chevrolet for GMS Racing. Sheldon, congratulations. Take us through that overtime finish there and what it's like to have your pockets a little heavier with that paycheck.
Honestly, just a little nerve-wracking under caution there when both of those cautions came out. I think I had a lot of confidence by that time, so that helped a lot. I just tried not to get myself worked up, and honestly, just looked out the windshield and listened to Derek. And I did look up a couple times in mid-corner when he'd be there, and I'd just park it on the bottom so he couldn't get a run off on me, and just try to be really smooth. I lost the back like twice that last lap, and he would get to me, but then I could get the tires back rolling. But man, you never want to see those cautions, especially when we had a big lead there with five to go. You don't want to see those things come out, and it came out, and then it came out again. So, I know a lot of people say I tear it up and I ruin it, which I have. But today we finish it off, and it feels really good to get another win, get playoff points. Really good points day for us, actually. And then just 50 grand. That's pretty cool. I don't know if I'll see much of it, but just thankful to be a part of it.
Okay, we'll now go to questions from our media and we'll kick it off with Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Sheldon, you're known as a good restarter. Were you confident there going into overtime?
When I restarted outside the 88, I didn't know. I thought getting the tires to hook up was gonna be a lot harder. So I rolled to the gas and he jumped wide open. So I learned on that one. And then when I was leading, I knew Brett was really good on restarts also, and he was on newer tires, so it's probably gonna be a little bit easier to get back to the gas. And the first time I went mid box, and then the second time I switched it up and I went like right at the beginning of the box, just trying to throw him off a little bit. And he matched me on both of them, but luckily I had the bottom into one, and he actually stayed there that second one. But man, yeah, going against Brett like that is really hard. He's really good and has a lot of experience, and I owe a lot to him. He's helped me a lot in the last year and a half, and to beat him straight up like that's pretty rewarding.
And can you explain your mask to me?
Man, this is Dave Portnoy right here.
Is it
Got
okay?
the pizza review. I honestly just became a fan of him like 6 months ago, and I was just watching one of his pizza reviews one day, and he said they were for sale, so I went online and got one, and figured I'd roll with it at the track.
Thank you.
Okay, next up we'll go to Godwin Kelly. Go ahead, Godwin.
Yeah, congratulations. What did you think of this course? I mean, no practice laps, no qualifying. You just start racing. What were your impressions from the beginning to the end?
Yeah, I mean, when NASCAR first announced no practice, I didn't like it at all. And then now that we're racing every week or close to it, and I feel like we're getting a better handling on our trucks to fire off, now I love it. And I feel like I'm quick to adapting with coming from racing dirt bikes and off-road, you gotta adapt pretty quick. And that first lap, I got around a lot of trucks and was actually pretty cautious, just trying to roll and keep momentum. And I did a lot of time in the simulator, so I knew where I was going. I just didn't know braking points and all that figured out completely, because in the simulator you could drive it a lot harder than you could in person. So yeah, it was fun. I tested it out right there on that first pace lap, and it was really slick in the infield, and I knew that was going to be something to be careful with that first few laps. And then clean air was nice, and just had a really good truck, which helped a lot.
Okay, Sheldon, we're going to go to the chat for a question right now. You've got two wins this season. How are you feeling about your chances for a championship?
I'd like to say we're good. You never know what happens in playoffs. You know, you could get wrecked or blow a tire or anything can happen. So just gonna do our best to try to score as many playoff points as we can here these next few weeks. How many do we have left, do you know, before playoffs start? Four, five, maybe? I don't know, but we're just gonna do our
Four.
best to get stage wins and get more race wins before we head into that. We're pretty far out for regular season championship, but we're just going to do our best, keep scoring points, and just put ourselves in a good position for the playoffs. And then got to be fast in the playoffs. So we have really good racetracks coming up. I'm excited for Darlington. Not a lot of us have been there. Excited for Richmond. excited to go short track racing at Martinsville, and just there's a lot of different tracks coming up, so I'm excited.
Okay, we'll take our next question from Marty. Go ahead, Marty.
Sheldon, congratulations on the win today. I love the mask you got on. I want to ask you about this win and compare it to the win at Kentucky. Obviously, your win at Kentucky was short in terrain, and this one was you were able to go the entire distance. Is this a bigger win for you than Kentucky?
Yeah, honestly, this is a lot harder to win. I don't really consider myself a road course guy. And we had some guys that are really good. Justin Marks was out there today and the 51. I've been working really hard on the simulator and with Josh Wise and just trying to get everything I could note-wise and just watching and paying attention a lot more than I did last year. And I feel like that's gone a long way for me. And I did a lot of stadium truck stuff, which is road courses, but it's so much different. Did some TA2 cars and raced an Xfinity car, Road America, a few years back. So I don't know. I don't consider myself a road course guy, but just put in the work, and it worked out today.
Following up, you brought up the simulator. How much time did you prepare for this race with either the simulator and or iRacing?
Yeah, Chevy gave us 3 sessions, about an hour apiece, so that was nice. Got about, 20 to 30 laps in each time, and it's not exact. It's nowhere near exact, but it paints a picture and can kind of teach you a lot of patience, honestly. And just been working really hard with that. Played on iRacing a little bit. I actually wish we had some iRacing resets today. That would have been more comfortable going into the beginning. But, I'm not very good at iRacing. I'll be the first one to say it. Brett Moffitt kills me at iRacing. But, man, just laps, repetitions, and just tried to do my best job doing that and just picking up anything I could there.
I appreciate your time. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Next up, we'll go to Kelly Crandall. Go ahead, Kelly.
Hey, Sheldon. The racing with Brett, when he could get to your bumper and he challenged you a few times, but did you expect him to maybe get a little bit more physical than he was? I mean, obviously, he's your teammate. You don't expect him to wipe you out, but did you think maybe he'd get a little rougher there over the last couple laps?
I think he could have been, but I think I was stretching out brake zones too, and you were so close to wheel hopping in the infield. Like, you were sitting there on the brakes, but you were like burping the gas at the same time too to keep him from locking up. And I just tried to do a really good job with stretching out brake zones, and he was too, but he would go to the outside and then I would just park it in the middle of the corner, so it would ruin his exit and he couldn't get back to the other side of me. I think that helped a little bit, and he got into me off of 2 and into 3, and it just bumped me sideways, but it got him loose also. So, I mean, yeah, he could have forced the issue more, and I actually thought he was going to hit me harder at a couple points. But Brett's a really good racer, and he races clean, and that's what's really cool about him.
Do we have any final questions here for Sheldon? Okay, Sheldon, thank you again for your time, and congrats on the win.
Thank you, guys.